During their general business meeting, the RNC committee tended to their regular business quickly before jumping into what they believe really matters, beating President Obama. Obama has launched a successful fundraising campaign so far, bringing in over $80 million. Sharon Day, vice chairwoman for the RNC, has a plan that doesn't just involve fundraising. It will also involve people raising.
There is no dispute that Hispanics are the fastest growing population in this country. Not only are they fastest growing population, they are all also, most of them, Republicans at heart. Their issues, their concerns, their values are more in line with ours than the Democrats. And it is our responsibility to reach out and to begin the dialogue with them in their homes and in their communities. Their influence all across the country is growing. And while we have lagged behind the Democrats in the past, there are terrific trends moving in our direction.
And stopping with just one minority might be underzealous.
Asian Americans in this country are having a significant impact on the political process as well, just like our Hispanic friends. They also can share our conservative values of less government, more freedom, more opportunities, and strong family values. We have begun to develop our Asian American partnerships by building relationships and meeting with groups such as the Japanese Political Conservative Tea Party, the Asian Pacific Institute for Congressional Study, and strengthening our relationships with our Taiwanese friends.
The cleverly devised strategy came warranted from a committee who showed this week just how badly they want Obama out. Chairman Reince Priebus couldn't or wouldn't hold his tongue when it came to bad-mouthing the nation's commander-in-chief.
Now for the bad news. I've checked again this morning, and it's true the Democrats still control the White House. Nancy Pelosi's still the minority leader of the Democrats in Congress, and Harry Reid's still the majority leader in the United States Senate, and they're committed to bankrupting this country. The president and the Democrats ought to be horribly embarrassed at their awful stewardship of our economy. President Obama likes to go on TV and talk and talk and talk about his concern about the deficit and the debt. But I really believe that he's just one of those plasticized politicians that's in love with the sound of his own voice.
Vice Chairwoman Day was bursting with excitement at the opportunity to end Obama's presidency.
The thing that I am the most excited about is that in a little over a year, we look forward to welcoming all of you back when together we formally nominate our Republican candidate and take a giant step towards waking up from the nightmare known as the Obama administration.
And at a luncheon the day before, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal slathered on some sarcasm for effect.
And yet, in spite of all this failure, he is now asking us to give him four more years. Really? To do what? Maybe the government should take over the banking industry or the housing industry? Maybe they need to grow the debt from $14 trillion to over $20 trillion? My little girl brought home from school a little button that says, "Don't tell President Obama what comes after a trillion."
The committee also heard from Governor Rick Scott. Scott took the podium for a brief speech in which he outlined his success as governor so far. That list included removing teacher tenure, requiring government employees to pay into their own pensions, and drug testing welfare recipients. The crowd applauded him. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.